Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. We're going to be talking about a mercury spill that occurred in Knoxville last month. First, I talk with Jeff Anderson, the Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator. Jeff, when you have an incident like you had involving a mercury spill, what are some of the things that go through your guys' minds right away as you're prepared to contain the incident? And what are the threats that it offers?
Well, Aaron, the first thing is we've got to, you know, try and ascertain for sure that it is mercury. Then we kind of want to know the volume or the amount that's involved. While that's going on, you know, the EMS folks are monitoring the vitals and the physical condition of the patient and those that were possibly exposed. Beyond that, it's to try and just get your arms around the entire scope of the incident. How much? Where's it at? You know, is it contained? What's going on with it? As far as the physical effects of mercury, you know, mercury itself is a toxin. The danger involved with mercury is when it's agitated or moved, it basically puts off gases and vapors. And it's the vapors that are the toxin, so to speak, with mercury.
And those can be fatal if ingested?
Yes, they can be fatal if ingested. You know, they can cause kind of a wide range of effects to humans.
So when you got to the scene, what was involved? From what I understand, you had to take out the carpet, evacuate the home, and monitor that sort of thing?
Yeah, it ended up being a small amount of mercury. There's some thresholds established by the Environmental Protection Agency. We were well below that threshold. So as a precaution, the fire department went in using full protective gear. They went in and opened up the house to remove any vapors, ventilated the house overnight, and went in and actually cut up part of the carpet where the mercury had spilled on the floor. So that's totally been removed from the household, and the house is now safe to reoccupy.
Anything people should remember, any safety cues to make sure, you know, try to prevent things like this happening?
There's a lot of information on the internet and various sources. Corey Frank is a good reference in dealing with mercury, but just remember that it is essentially a poison and it can be dangerous. If anybody has any questions, you know, contact myself or Corey Frank and we'll be happy to help out as best we can.
Next, we have Amy Hook, the ER Trauma Care Coordinator. When the call came in that there had been a mercury spill, talk a little bit about that process. You know, where were you? How do you get the call? And what did you do in the immediate aftermath to make sure that the hospital was prepared for that kind of, at that point, unknown amount of contamination?
I got a call that there had been a hazmat spill. So I came on into the hospital and we actually initiated the hazmat disaster tree. We have a team here at the hospital. So we called all of them in. All went well. When the patient was actually brought in, we had all of our hazmat zones set up. We actually used the ambulance as the hot zone and then brought them in. They were decontaminated, and we did put the hospital on a code secure, which is kind of our lockdown policy. No one can go in or out of the hospital at that point because we didn't know how many more people were at the scene, how many more people had been contaminated. Come to find out there was a couple more people at the scene, but they had not come into contact with, at that time, the unknown substance. So once he was decontaminated, he was treated and released. The procedure all went fine.
When you're decontaminating someone with an unknown substance like this, what goes into that? I mean, is there a special area where you bring them after you take them out of the ambulance? I know you talked about a hot zone. Talk a little bit about that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's your basic hazmat emergency procedure. We have a hot, warm, and a cold zone. We bring them in, put them in a shower. It's actually in the ambulance bay. We don't bring them into the hospital contaminated. And we actually don hazmat a suit, comes with headgear, you know, whole full body suit. We had two people dressed in the hazmat suits, took him in, give him a 5-minute thorough washing with detergent, and then he's put into a hazmat jumpsuit, and we brought him in the hospital and then treated him from there.
I know you said there's about 2 hours worth of a lockdown. Why is that so important? I mean, depending on the substance, and you said it was unknown at this time, I imagine that must be because those substances can travel really quickly, and if you don't know what you're handling, you probably have to figure it out first.
Anytime there is a hazmat spill and we are unaware of how many people are at the scene, or if everyone from the scene has not been brought by ambulance, we're afraid that people could come in later, and at that point the whole hospital would be contaminated. We actually had to call Environment of Care, which is a company that will come over and clean up the toxic waste. They actually went to the home and had to do some cleanup. Once someone contaminates the hospital, that would have to be done to the whole hospital. So it's very important to keep people from coming in or out.
All right, anything else you'd like to add?
We actually got a call from the State Toxicology Department the next morning, and they gave us an A+ for conducting everything properly. they said we responded exactly in the right way.
Again, that was Amy Hook. Now, finally, Environmental Health Manager in Marion County, Corey Frank. Mercury spill last month in January happened in Knoxville, and obviously that got a number of different parties involved, you included. First thing I want to ask you about is just exactly what are the dangers of mercury?
You know, there's several different forms of mercury. The form that we're concerned about in this incident was what would be considered elemental mercury. It has several health effects, all bad, on a person. The exposure can be everything from breathing contaminated air, ingesting it, contaminated food, water, but ingesting it at high levels, it can cause brain damage, kidney damage. If a person is pregnant, their unborn child, it could cause some severe consequences to them too.
Really, we're talking even a thermometer full that can still cause the same kind of issues. Obviously, the more it is, the more dangerous it is, but even a thermometer full is dangerous.
Correct. People, you know, get concerned about different toys or, you know, certain countries produce things that we consume that might have mercury or lead in them. You know, those amounts are very small, but in a pure form, like I said, elemental form of mercury, meaning the compound and the chemistry, if you get into that part of it, you know, it's the pure form of mercury that in a small amount can cause some issues.
And really, I think no real reason for anyone to have mercury nowadays at all. I mean, especially the average everyday citizen or kid.
Right. You know, I mean, obviously they haven't been using mercury thermometers for quite a long time, but there's quite a few of those thermometers that are around, and people probably can remember using one as a kid. Well, most time people didn't get rid of those, so there are probably a fair amount around and people use them. If you've got a mercury thermometer and it's not broken, that's up to you as a citizen if you want to have it disposed of properly. And there are ways to do that, and we can help you get that information to you and work with our solid waste entity, Sarah Bixby Landfill, and we can get that taken care of. But no real good reason to have anything more than a mercury thermometer amount. And if, say, you have a conversation with your children and say they've been at a friend's house and they said, yeah, they had some mercury in a container or something like that, that's not a good thing. And if something like that occurs, to have them contact our office or, you know, law enforcement, something like that, just to make someone aware, because it is a public safety issue. There have been events, not necessarily in Iowa, but in Minnesota, where amounts of mercury were found from an old chemical factory, and there were kids that played with it, not knowing, thought it was just fun, which, you know, as a kid growing up, if you're old enough in school, maybe they showed how mercury is on a table. Those days are gone, but these kids played with it, ended up contaminating themselves, their homes, their neighborhood, the ambulance services that took these children to the hospital, and then the hospitals themselves, and were cleaned up at a bill at well over $1 million. And that's something with an amount that's the size of a pint jar.
The biggest thing is, if there is a spill, like if you break a thermometer, call environmental health right away or call 911 right away, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a thermometer amount, and hopefully with doing this today and get some of the information out, if it happens, there are ways to clean it up. And a mercury thermometer amount is a relatively small amount of mercury. So there is a basic kit that a homeowner, a person, can clean it up themselves. If they are concerned about that, yeah, sure. I mean, obviously call who you need to call. And if you need to call us, we can walk you through what you can need to do with that.
Thanks to Jeff Anderson, Amy Hook, and Corey Frank, our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and a radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella's up next.